learned that Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that as long as you designated the kone, a pole that you use for opening and closing the door, and it connects to the ground, so as long as you designate it for that use, that's good enough. Didn't have to be tied on or connected in any way. Umiyom Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan then say the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? V'asnan kol kisuye hakelim. All covers of kelim that have a handle, nitalim b'shabbos. So all of them are considered kelim, and you're allowed to move them on Shabbos. Omer Rav Yehuda bar Shila, Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yochanan, v'hu sheyesh toras kli aleihem. They have to have a toras kli. They have to be a what's it called? Rashi learns they have to have a toras kli. L'gabi something else. And Tosus learns they have to at least be roy. They have to what's it called? You did some mice in them to designate them for this use. They don't have to be fit for any other usage, but they have to be. They have to have some kind of mice done in them for this usage. Rashi learns they have to be a kli for some other use also. See Rashi. Sheishlan beis achiza beis yad v'om Rav Yehuda v'u sheish toras kli aleihem. Shakisi roy l'tashmish atzma hu d'nitalim b'shabes. The name toras kli olav lo amrinim kisi kli hu kli v'dal so shida teva u'migdol. The tanim asnisa notlin yesh toras kli aleihem d'ru'in leishev aleihem. Yeah, that'd be fit for something else. We said to sit on. What's it fit for? Dlausos, the doors of kelim. Are fit to use as a seat. Velosis aleim mezonos lekotin are to use for a table. Right. So Rashi learns it has to have some other use besides the fact that it's a door. Tosis learns that you had to shave it down or something to make it into a door. You couldn't just take a plain piece of wood and that's called a door. It had to have a toras kli. Tosis learns again. Toras kli means that you did something to it to designate it for this usage. Door, cover, whatever. And Rashi learns it had to have some other use also. And then later on the Gemara will discuss why do you need a handle if it has a Torah's Kli. If it's a Kli, then it's not Mukta anyway. Why do you need a handle also? But you see, according to Rabbi Yochanan, something that doesn't have a Torah's Kli on it, right? Stam, you designated a board, a piece of wood, right, as a lock to a door, that's not good enough, l'chora. And here, Rabbi Yochanan said, that's enough. The high kona, my Torah's kli alav. This pole that you're using as a door lock, what kli, what kind of kli is it? Imishum de poseach v'noel bo, enzu Torah's kli alav, ela Torah's binyan. The fact that you could open and close the door with it and use it as a bolt, that's binyan, that's not a kli, right? That's something that's mishamish the karak. So l'chora, the stira between Rabbi Yochanan said and the fact that he said the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The chitei mahachanami dikas toras kli olav, right? And if you'll say that over here also there is a toras kli, and that's when Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that what's it called, that it doesn't have to be hanging and it doesn't have to be tied on, but it has to be, you did either, like Tosa says, a maisa in it, or it's fit for some other use, like Rashi says. Meat boy, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Torah's Kli. That's not true. Because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that you can use this pole as a bolt, right? He held it doesn't have to have a Torah's Kli. But Tanya, I'll show you that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds you don't need a Torah's Kli to not be Mukta. But Tanya, Chorio Shel Dekel, Shegidron L'Shem Eitzim, V'nimlech Lehem the Yeshiva, Tzorech L'Kasha. Right? If you have pieces of palm tree, and they're not a kli, they're just stamped pieces of wood, and you are going to use them for using as fuel for a fire, and then you change your mind on Shabbos to use them as seats. So Tanakhama says you have to tie them together. You have to do some maisa in them before Shabbos to designate them as a seat. Right? You don't need any maisa. You can just sit on them the way they are, and they're not a kli. They have no Torah's Kli at all, not according to Rashi, not according to Tosi. You didn't do anything to them. So the Maisa, we see the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel doesn't hold you need a Torah's Kli, and Rabbi Yochanan holds you do need a Torah's Kli. So how could Rabbi Yochanan have said the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel? So the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan sphere lekavosei bechado poligay bechado. And Achanami doesn't hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel completely. He holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel that you don't need a to be tied on or to be hanging. That you don't need. But that it has a Torah's Kli, he does hold. So he does hold that would have to have some kind of either other use according to Rashi, or you had to do some maisa in it to designate it for the use that it has. Right. Okay. He wants to go through. Come on. Rashi says it has a Torah's Kli because it has some other use. You could use it for turning over olives or breaking nuts, so it does have a Torah's Kli, right? Svira le kavasi bechada, the mesukon, v'yafo b'sheno kosher. As long as it is designated, he holds like him. Even though it's not tied on, that's good enough. Upaleg le bechada, the boy Torah's Kli. And he argues under Rav Shimon Gamliel that you do need a Torah's Kli. He holds like the other Tanoi, that the Gabi, the other things you need a Torah's Kli. It's not really mefasher, he just passes like this one and this thing, and this one and this thing. Dorash Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha Pischa Doresh Kalusa Halacha Krebelezer. The halacha is like Krebelezer that you need kosher vitoli. It has to be tied and hanging. Halacha Krebelezer to be in kosher vitoli. Mosiv Rav Amram Umidivreim. So Rav Amram asked, I'll show you a Mishnah later on that says not like that. That you don't need kosher vitoli. Umidivreim Lamadnu Shepokin Umodudin Bekoshrim B'Shabbos. Right, we have a Mishnah later on that the Rabbanon, what's it called, measured an opening, a window, and they closed it up, and they measured to see if it was big enough to bring tumma or whatever. I don't know now really what the details were over there. But we learned from that, which they closed up the window, that you're allowed to close up a window on Shabbos with a shutter, and you're allowed to measure things and tie things l'shem mitzvah. Okay. So you see over there, Midivrem Lamad, Rashi says, but Perik Basra, in the end of the Masechta, Bimei Aviv Shereb Tzadok, Bimei Abba Shol Ben Botnis, Shepakuas Hamor B'Tviach, they closed up a window with a certain kind of, I don't know what it was, what? Tafiach, something, what's it called, a board or whatever. The Koshuas Hamakedo Begemi, and they tied up the a cup with a gemi, with a piece of reed or call it rubber. Leida imyesh begigis poseach tefach, to see if there was a poseach tefach over there, if it was opened enough to bring the tumah. V'hasim afarish. So the Gemara will explain over there. Tani medivreim lamadnu shepokin esamar b'dover sheno kosher v'toli. Over there, they didn't close up the window with something that was tied on before Shabbos and hanging. They just stamped, took something, and closed up the window. So you see that what's it called? The halacha is not like Rabbi Lazar. It's a stam mishnah. Samara says, "My daita, Omer le Abaya, my daita, mishum dektani stama, right? L'chora because the stam mishnah, and it seems over there that the mishnah says clearly that it was okay to close it up even if it wasn't tied and hanging. Samara says, "Nagra hanigra nomi stamahi, v'afilo hachi ma'isarav." Right, but the case of the case of Nagar HaNigrar is also a Stam Mishnah. And it also doesn't say over there it has to be tied on and what's it called hanging. So what's this Stam Mishnah better than the other one? So what are you asking on me? How could I pass like Rabbi Lazar that you need tied on and hanging? Because there's a Stam Mishnah that says that you don't need that. The case of Nagar HaNigrar is also a Stam Mishnah that says you do need hanging on and tied. And when it says, no, what he held was, Maisa Rav, the fact that they did it over there, they were made that they actually did it, that's a bigger raya that the halacha is like that than just Stam Mishnah. Rashi, Shepokikin es hamor, bedover sheno kosher v'toli, v'koshrin kesher sheno shol kayom lechatchila, you're allowed to tie a kesher sheno shol kayom, even lechatchila, molded in mikveh matlonios, and you're allowed to measure a mikveh or cloth to see if it's tummy or not, if it's makabel tumah. So my daitach, the most visible Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha, meha, why are you asking on Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha from this Mishnah that seems to say the halacha is not like Rabbi Lezer? Much of the shnuy lach on the rabbanon. He could tell you that that mishnah goes according to the rabbanon, not like Rabbi Lezer. The imishum diktani lastam, and if because it doesn't say rabbanon, doesn't say anybody's name, it's mashma that that's the halacha. Most vislay midasasam lon karabbanon hilchas rekavaisa. Since it didn't say that the rabbanon said it, it just said it's stam. So it implies that Rebbe meant to tell me that the halacha is like that. Nagar hanigra nomi stamik tonila. The Nagar HaNigra doesn't say Rabbi Lezer said it. It says Stam. And it has to be Kosher V'tolu. And what's it called? The Sosam Lan B'Hak Rabbi Lezer. The Osar. And there, the Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Lezer. So why are you going after that Mishnah that seems to tell you that the Halacha is that way because it doesn't say any Mandi Amar? Go after this Mishnah, which says like Rabbi Lezer without mentioning his name. The Stam of the Halacha is like that. Maisa Rav, the Melech Minei. No, it's better to learn from a Maisa. Since they did something, lakula, right, a maisa that said that they did it, lakula, that's a raya that the halacha is like that. And therefore, he had a question on Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, how could you pass on Rabbi Lezer when there's a Mishnah that says they did a maisa the other way? Okay. All, covers for Caleb that have a handle are allowed to be moved on Shabbos. That's only by things that cover ground, the ground, right? Because there it looks like you're building. If it doesn't have a handle, it looks like you're adding to the ground. But by things that cover utensils that are not connected to the ground, either way, you don't have to have a handle, because that's clearly only a kli. It's not, you're not building anything, and it's a kli. It serves a purpose, and therefore it's not muks. It doesn't need a handle. The kisri karka, kon kisri bor vedus, to have a kabon. Ilav, the mucha, besachiza, dilag, lemishka, lahadure, ha'avid. Right? There, you only need a handle, Rabbi Yossi says, by covers for a manhole cover. That's a manhole cover. There it looks like you're building, you're covering the bore and leaving it connected to the ground. So you're basically building something on the ground. But if it has a handle, then it's obvious that it's made for taking off and putting on. You're not going to leave it there. That's not called building. Therefore, it's not muktzah. Okay. So it seems like the Tanna Kamma holds that even a pot cover needs a handle. Otherwise, it's muktzah. Om Rav Yehuda Bar Shilom Rav Asi, Om Rav Yochanan, V'hu Sheyesh Toras Kli Aleihem. Okay, not only does it have to have a handle, it has to also be able to be used for something else, a little table, something like that. It has to have some other use also, not just a rock that you put over the bore, because that for sure looks like your, what's it called? It's not a kli. And even if it has a handle, it's not something that looks like it's made to take off and take on. You're just putting it down there, whatever. So either according to Tosfos, it had to have some kind of maisa done to it that designated it as a manhole cover, and also it has to have a handle to it. Okay. The kulei alma kisi karkos imyeshlem besachiza in ilolo. Right. Now the Gemara has explained the Mishnah. Everybody holds that if it's a manhole cover, if it's used to cover the ground, a hole in the ground or whatever, then it must have a handle. That nobody argues with. It has to have a handle. If it doesn't have a handle, it looks like binyan. Kisri hakelim afagav de einlam besachiza, and everybody holds that what's it called, that if it's a regular pot, that you don't need a handle on it. Any cover is good enough. Ki plige bekelim de chavrinu be'ara. The machlokas in the Mishnah is only by kelim that you connected to the ground. You took a barrel and you put it into the ground, and now it's connected to the ground. So you're covering the barrel, right? It's not an excavation. So on the one hand, it's like covering a kli. On the other hand, the kli is connected to the ground. It's like covering the ground. So one hold is considered like covering the ground. The other one hold is considered like covering a kli. Mar sover gazrinen, or mar sover lo gazrinen. One holds that if you're going to let him cover this kli, which is connected to the ground, he'll come to cover the ground with a manhole cover. And that's awesome. And the other one holds, no, you don't make such a gzera. This is a kli. This is not the ground. That's okay. Lishnachrina, ki plige bekisri tanur. Similar thing. They're arguing by the cover of a tanur. Kisri tanur, like we learned before, is a kli. It doesn't have a bottom, and you connect it to the ground, right? Either on top of the ground or you put it into a bore. So here, one holds a tanur, since it's connected to the ground, is considered like the ground, and the other one holds it's not considered like the ground. It's considered like a kli. Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan, v'hushi yesh toras kli alehen, t'kisuyein halalu chazu l'tashmish di'alma. They have to be able to be used for something else. Rashi shita, aval kisuy kli lo amrin and klihu. Just because of the fact that it's a cover for a pot doesn't make it a kli. It has to be able to be used for some other use. The kuli almish in the opir of Yochanan b'sheish toras kli alehem. It's the rich leilameimer dechi pligi rabbanim bekelim dechavrinu bi'ara pligi. Dilu kelim di alma afagav the leslu lekisuy on beisachiza metalkli. The kiven to be ika toras kli alehem kaimi mali ika beisachiza mali leka beisachiza. Since we're talking that the pot cover, had to have some kind of toras kli, then why is it mukta? Even if it doesn't have a handle, it shouldn't be mukta. Mali leka beisachuz. Elak vikisu kelim hamechubar lekarka. The machlokus is only by kelim that you connected to the ground. There, since it's possible that if we let you cover something that's connected to the ground, you come to cover the ground itself, and that's building if it doesn't have a handle. So then, what's it called? The shaila is, do they make a gzeira or not? Kigon tanur b'kirayim hu depligei mishum the dumbu b'miktsus l'kisui bor v'dus the gozer and honey atu honey. Shaila is, do they make a gzeira of covering kalim that are connected to the ground after the ground itself or not? They left it the same way that it is, or they left it the same way by regular kalim. Hadron lech kol hakelim, hadron lech kol hakelim, hadron lech kol hakelim. Mefanim afilu arba v'chamish kupo shel tevin v'shel tvua mepnei ha'orchim mepnei bitl beis hamedrash. Okay, you're allowed. Here, there's two problems over here. You have a storehouse where you have barrels of tvua of grain, and Shabbos comes and you need room, so you want to move the barrels away so you can have room to sit. Or you have room for guests or whatever. You have a little storehouse on the side of your room, and you want to make room, more room to sit. So either for the sake of guests or mishum bitl beis hamedrash, right? You have what you call people want to sit and learn, right? So you're allowed to move these barrels, and you're not choshish for tiruch on Shabbos, but only four or five of them. Gemara will discuss what's that four or five. So there's another problem, what's it called? We'll get to the end of the mission, we'll see the other problem. Just one problem. One problem is tircha. Putting in effort on Shabbos is that maybe not considered Shabbos day. So four or five is not too much effort. More than that, we'll see you're not allowed to do. Avalois ha'otzer, but you're not allowed to totally take everything out of an otzer. Meaning, we'll see, the Gemara is going to discuss it. We're afraid that you may, if you had things that was a storehouse, now you take all the barrels out, you may discover that the floor is not even, and you'll even out the floor. So to take and to uncover the floor completely, they assert for fear that you'll come to straighten out the floor. Also another thing, loesa otzer, can mean that you're not allowed to start an otzer. In other words, an otzer is where you put these barrels there to, what's it called, to store them for future use, not for eating. They're not for eating, they're for selling, whatever. So now they're mukta, because you didn't have intention to eat from this tvua, you had intention to store it, right, for sale. So now it's mukta. So you can't take away anything of an otzer, because that's mukta. Or you can't finish off an otzer, take everything out, because you may come to clear the ground. To level off the ground. Okay, now the Mishnah says like this. We'll see. Let's see Rashi. Mefani mitzorech lim koman. You need the place. Lahoshiv shamarchim to put guests there. Lahose besuda. Oh, talmidim lidrash. You need a place to sit and learn. Right? You need talmidim came and they need a place to sit. The lochashin l'tircha de Shabbos. And we're not choshesh. If it's only four or five barrels, that's considered tircha. That would be not Shabbosic. The Gemara will discuss which of the two pshatim is the one that's right over here. Loesa otzer, not to start an otzer or not to finish an otzer. Okay, so now what can you move? What can be in these barrels? Mefanim truma tahora. You're allowed to move truma tahora even if you're not a kohen, because it's fit for a kohen, so it's not mukta. Udmai. Demai is fit for an oni. Demai is something that didn't have trumas and maestras taken from it, because it came from an Amharetz who claims he did take off Trumas and Maestras, but we can't believe him, so you have to take it off again. So normally tevel would be muktzah. But here, since an ani is allowed to eat the mai, so it's not muktzah. Umaisarishon shenitla truma. So maisarishon, that the truma had been taken off, and the Gemara will discuss, we have this in brachas already, the Gemara will discuss what's it called, what kind of truma was taken off, what's the chiddush over here. Umaisarsheni vehekdish sheniftu, maisarsheni and hekdish that were redeemed, and the Gemara will discuss also what's the chiddush. They're redeemed, and of course they're not muktzah. Vahatur mishayavesh, and you're also allowed to, if there's barrels of dry turmisin. Turmis is some kind of legume. Become Eshu Michaelism, because even though people don't eat dry turmisin, they're not edible. But they're edible by goats. They're goat food. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is the things that are edible by somebody. Even if you can't eat them, are not muktzah. Avaloas atevel, you can't, if they're filled with tevel, they're muktzah. Nobody can eat it. Veloas maiserishon shalom nitla trumaso, and not maiserishon, the truma wasn't taken. Veloas maisersheni vehegdish shalom niftu. Veloas haluf. Veloas hachardel, because these things are not edible. Reb Shimon Gamliel matur beluf and neshu Michael Orvin. Reb Shimon Gamliel says luf is okay because ravens eat it. Chavile kash vechavile etzim vechavile zrodim. And if you have, what's it called, bundles of straw or wood, or shoots of trees. If you designated them to be animal food, then they're not muktzah. But if you didn't designate them for that, then they're set aside for burning. Then they're muktzah. Rashi. What are you allowed to move that's in these barrels? Dover haroi, something that's fit to eat for usage. Kigon elu, truma tahora, the chazi lebehema's kohen. You could feed it to a kohen's behema. Or to a Kohen himself. Avo truma tmeya lo, but not truma tmeya. Tafilu de behemas Kohen lo chazi b'Shabbos. You can't feed truma tmeya to an animal, a Kohen's animal on Shabbos. Afal gav de bechol chazi, even though on the weekday you're allowed to feed truma tmeya. Truma tmeya you burn. But you can also feed it to a Kohen's animal. Ketanya bechol shabbat b'sachim, shimrotz a Kohen meritz lefnei akela b'Shabbos of yontif lo chazi. The zuhi biura min ha'olam, right? But on what's it called? On Shabbos and Yontif, you can't feed it to an animal or burn it. Why? Because that's the mitzvah, burning it from the world makes it choshev. Ola hesek, ola behemah. There's only two things you can do with truma tmeya. Either burn it, and you can use it while you burn it. You can use it for oil to light a candle, or for fuel to cook something, or to give it to an animal. The ein mevarim truma tmeya, the kachim tmeya biyontif. And you're not allowed to burn truma tmeya or kachim on yontif. We have a pasuk. Kiddushan vein medlikim b'shem and sreifa biyontif. You can't use shem and sreifa, which is shem of truma tmeya that has to be burned. You're not allowed to use it on yontif. Vokim the time b'shem dein sorfim kachim biyontif. You're not allowed to burn kachim on yontif. And memela, even though feeding it to an animal is not burning it, but it's chashuv. It's the Torah considers it a malacha. Getting rid of kachim or truma tmeya on yontif is considered a malacha or Shabbos. Sure, and therefore, even though you're not burning it, right, still, or on Yontif, you're allowed to burn things, still it's osur, what's it called, to burn it, and maybe it's osur even to feed it to an animal. Luf min kitnias she'ino roi chai afilu lebehema. Raw luf isn't fit for anything, except what's it called, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that it's fit for ravens. Kagon ashirim shemagadlin orvin legedula. Right, there are rich people who raise... ravens, and they have them, so it's food for them. Zrodim min konim heim. They're the kind of reed. Shemazardim kshem rakim v'ochlin oso. Okay. So if these things are basically, if they're edible, they're usable, then they're not muktzah, and if they're not edible by anything, then they're muktzah. Okay, when we get later on, we'll see, do you have to have ravens to be able to move it around, or the fact that it's fit for ravens, even if you don't have any ravens, okay too. Okay, hashta chamesh mefanim arba miboya. If you're allowed to move five barrels, why is it mentioned four? Four or five? Just tell me five is okay. If I know five is okay, four is okay too. Omer Rav Chisda, arba michamesh. Four out of five, right? Meaning that what's it called, that you can't, if you only have five, here, im loha yasham elak yashir hey kupos lo yifan el adav mehem. Right? If you have five, you can only take four away. Why? She'asar ligmar esa'otzer dilma chazi gumos b'karkiso mashvila. Like I told you. He holds that the idea is you can't take away all the barrels. Because you take away all the barrels and you uncover the entire floor, we're afraid that you'll come to level it out. So if you have five barrels, you can only move four of them. That's when arba v'chamesh. Four out of five. That's how he learns. Okay? That's how Rav Chisda learns. Ika diamre, some learn differently. Arba me otzer cotton, the chamesh me otzer gadol. If you have a small otzer, so you're allowed to take four away. If you have a big otzer, you're allowed to take five. Rashi, me otzer gadol, im yesh harbe, ein mefanim ele chamesh, de chashina letircha. Right? If you have only a small thing, then four you can take away. If you have a bigger one, you can take up to five. But more than that is called tircha. So from a little otzer, four is okay. It's not considered tircha, but more than four is not okay. From a big otzer, five is okay, but not more than that. Umay avaloesa otzer. So what is loesa otzer? It doesn't mean you can't take them all away. It only means you can take four out of a small otzer, five out of a big otzer. So then what's pshat v'loes ha'otzer? Right? According to the Rav Chisda, the first way we learned, arba mechamesh means you can only take four if there are five, but not all five because you can't take away the otzer completely. But what's loes ha'otzer according to the second pshat? Mara says you can't start an otzer. Because something that you put away for storage, not for eating, is mukta, according to Rav Yehuda. Umani Rabbi Yehuda, the Islay Mukta, right? It goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that he holds from Mukta, even Mukta that's not so strong. And as long as I didn't have in mind to eat from this thing, I set it aside for something else, for storage, it's Mukta according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel Amr Arba V'Chamesh Kida Amri Inchi. And Shmuel says Arba V'Chamesh is like people talk, four or five. It means, say, Nechanami, up to five. But that's the way people talk, four or five. The iboya filu tuva nami, and you can take as much as you want away. Right? Umay avaloes ha'otzer, and according to him, what does it mean, loes ha'otzer? Right? Shelo yigmar kulo, dilma asila shvigumos. Same thing we said before. You can't finish the otzer, but you're allowed to start an otzer. Even though it's for storage, you're allowed, if you change your mind on Shabbos that you want to move it, you're allowed to move it. You're allowed to start an otzer. Money Rav Shimon, he'd less than mukta. And it goes according to Rav Shimon, who doesn't hold it that kind of mukta. Since the thing is fit, even though you put it away for storage, right? So you took it out of your mind, Rav Shimon doesn't hold that that becomes mukta. See Rashi. May otzer gadol, vim yesh harbei mefanim elechomish, techashin letircha. You can't say it means you can't finish off the whole thing. You can only take four or five. Right? You can't obviously can't finish off the whole thing. You can only keep four from a small otzer and five from a big otzer. Mashma, there's other things left there. So of course you can't finish it off. You're taking more than four or five. Tchila. So according to this pshat, loes ha'otzer means you can't start an otzer. If you haven't ever started using this storage room, it's still set aside for storage. You never took anything out of it for your own use or for an animal's use. So basically, since it's set aside for storage, you took it off your out of your mind. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that kind of mukta, where you took it out of your mind. You didn't have in mind to use it because you never started this storage room. That's mukta. That's how people talk. You can take four or five if you need four, but if you'll need five, you can take five too. You can take a lot out. So then what does it mean? Loesa otzer, right? Loesa otzer has to mean the other way. So yigmar, since you can take as much as you want, but you can't take all of it. Why? Because we're afraid that you will come to level off the floor. But you're allowed to start an otzer. So here, a loes ha'otzer means don't take it all. But to begin to take it, you could. Who does that go according to Rav Shimon? That something that's usable, that you basically took it off your mind before Shabbos and put it away for storage, doesn't make it muktzah according to Rav Shimon. So that's the machlokas over here between the two Lashonos and Rav Chisda. And Shmuel, whether what's it called, this Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda or not, like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and what the Loes HaOtzer means, and also what's Arba V'Chamesh. Right? Is there such a halacha that because of extra tircha, you can't take more than four or five in different situations, or you can take as much as you want, as long as you don't finish off and the whole thing and expose the ground.